Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. Style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
And it's that special time of the week when Kenny Wallace stops tweeting for 10 minutes to talk to us. Well, I guess I don't know that. He could be talking to us and tweeting at the same time. Our friend Kenny Wallace, Fox Sports 1, part of Racing Royalty here. I don't know if you've heard, Charlie, he's from Arnold. He had a little ADD as a kid, and he is a friend of this year's show because we talk racing. We dedicate ourselves to knowing where exactly the next stop is, and I think it's Talladega, if I'm not mistaken. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing great. I am literally almost at the highest point of Arnold, Missouri. I'm sitting at the Applebee's, and when I'm done having my therapy session with all of you, then I'm going to go in and eat.
Well, this is good, because when you said you were at the highest point, I feared for a minute you were on top of the water tower. You know. Isn't that the famous water tower of Arnold where they get mad? They changed the color last year and people were all upset.
So true. I literally am a couple hundred feet. Well, not 100 feet, maybe a quarter mile from the Arnold water tower. Yeah. You know what happens is you have those generation gaps, right? You're born, you go through high school, and you know, then children are born again. The Arnold water tower was put up during a generation. And it stayed this green, light green color forever. Well, then all of a sudden, a couple of years ago, they changed it to blue. And it's like, whoa, you can't do that. And one thing they did that I don't like is it always said Arnold, Missouri on it, right? The tower is right next to Interstate 55, major interstate. Now, all of a sudden, for some reason, they put C1 water. I'm like, who cares? You know, why are you advertising your own company? It's not like people are going to go, oh, I'm going to go buy me some C1 water. You know, everything's a district here. So that was the big uproar also. You know, we're proud of our little redneck town here, and they took the name Arnold, Missouri off of it, and that I do have issue with.
Yeah, that was the Arnold skyscraper. What the hell? They took the name? I didn't know they took the name off of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're, you know, I'm sure they have a reason, and I'm not mad at them. I'm just saying,
I am.
Why are you advertising your own company? I mean, you know, C1 Water District, I mean, who cares? You know, I mean, if you're in this area and you need water, you got to pay them. So it doesn't make any sense. It needed to stay Arnold, Missouri.
Kenny, I'm curious, because you're at Applebee's, many times you're at Ruby Tuesdays, and people make fun of me for this, for going to chain restaurants, and I'm wondering why you prefer chain restaurants. Is it because no matter where you are in the country, during all your travels, you kind of know what to expect from these spots?
Yes, exactly right. Now, let me be clear. I do support everything local. I do go to what they call the local house, which is at Telegraph and 6167. That we got a really good restaurant there. It's called the local house, and it is not a chain. They got a wonderful menu there, nice bar. But I'd be bop around. So I'll be at, you know, McAllister's Deli one day. I'll be at Applebee's the next day. I'll be at Panera Bread one day. I'll be at Pasta House the next day. So I go to a different restaurant every day to get a different type of food. And that's just the way I do it.
Kenny Wallace with us again. NASCAR, the season is winding down. This Martin Truex Jr. is having a dominating season. That includes the win at Charlotte on Sunday. Do you think anybody can catch him?
Well, you know, it's like the Super Bowl, right? You play all year long, and it comes down to one game. It almost sounds a little unfair. You know, I look back at the Blues, you know, what was it, 10 years ago when we had the best record. We won, what would they call it, the President's Cup, and then we lost in the very first round of the playoffs. And one more. Derek Jeter said, you know, for Major League Baseball, he said, you know, to win over 100 games, you have to be really good. To win the World Series, you have to be lucky. So same thing with racing right now. Martin Truex has been the most dominant car all year long. But unfortunately, they're going to have one race at the very end of the year. And that one race is going to determine who the champion is. Now, I don't agree with that because, you know, we run 36 races. You could come down to that very last race of the year and your pit crew, you know, you get a part failure. You could come in for a pit stop and your jack could break, your air gun, you know, something, one little thing could happen. It could be fluke. And it does not, you know, represent your whole season. However, you know, here we go, and we'll see what happens. But by any means, Martin Truex is the best of the year, and he deserves the championship.
Looks like a lot of tributes in store for your buddy, Lil E, this weekend, Dale Earnhardt. It looks like Alabama wants to say their goodbyes.
Yeah, isn't that something? I remind you all every Tuesday that every Tuesday morning we have our FS1, you know, NASCAR media conference call where we all give our ideas. And I said, the governor of Alabama has proclaimed Sunday Dale Earnhardt Jr. Day. And I had to repeat myself. I said, the damn governor of Alabama. Jr. is not even from Alabama, but he might as well be because his father, the great Dale Sr., won 10 races at the great Talladega Super Speedway. And I think the reason that the Earnhardts and Alabama go hand in hand is Earnhardts have always been known as the working class people, sort of like the Marlboro man, you know, smoking that cigarette and rough and tough, the cowboy hat. You know, we can all relate to the Earnhardts. You know, they're hardworking people. They're rednecks, just like we are here in Arnold and Jefferson County. And, it's funny because, once again, the Earnhardts, born and raised in North Carolina, but Alabama has adopted them, and it's going to be a big day. And you cannot go wrong the rest of the year talking about the Earnhardts. And I think that it's going to get ramped up. I think, you know, the winner of the race is going to be a big deal, but I believe the media is going to start really talking about Dale Jr., and every week is his very last race. Until the very last race of the year here in about 6 weeks.
And Lil E doesn't seem like a redneck to me, though. I feel like he's listening to Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and he's got hipster clothes, and he's got a redneck base, but I bet you he doesn't live like a redneck, if I had to guess.
You are 100% accurate. So the way the story goes, and the truth, by the way, because I'm very good friends with the Earnhardts, always have been, since 1984, Dale Earnhardt Sr., the man in black, seven-time champion, he truly was a redneck. Grew up poor. If the car didn't make money, he didn't eat. Now, along come Dale Jr., and Dale Sr. wanted better. So he put Dale Jr. in military school, and to this day, if you talk to Dale Jr., he responds, yes, sir, no, sir. Very intelligent, incredibly intelligent. But, yes, you pegged him accurate.
All right, Kenny, yesterday Frank Cusimano and I were talking about whether or not we could change a tire. And I said, I can absolutely do that. But with the newer cars, if you get that cheap little jack out of the trunk, you can really jack up your frame. And you could mess the car up and do more damage than good. So I said, I like to employ the local community. And AAA's got that roadside service because they have the proper jack. Little half-ton jack goes under your car, lifts it. Does that make me less of a man?
Yes.
No. Let me say this. I am a fabricator. I built all my own race cars up until, say, 15, 20 years ago. All right, I'm 54 years old now. Out here in Arnold, Missouri, over in Valley Park, Missouri, I learned to be a fabricator from my dad, Russ, my brother, Rusty, and Mike. And I am telling you, I am a mechanic and a fabricator, but those jacks in those new cars are hell getting out. I mean, you got to read the damn manual to find out where the hell they're at. And then you got to make sure you put them in the proper place or else the damn car will fall off the jack stand. Now, Charlie, I understand your point too. I mean, if I have a flat tire, I am going to change it just because I consider myself a mechanic, a fabricator. But for Christmas, a handful of years ago, I bought my wife and my three daughters AAA. And I said, okay, I have bought it for you. Now it's up to you to, you know, pay the whatever $50, $100 a year. And it's well worth it because it is tricky nowadays trying to change your own tire.
Thank you. I think the answer is Charlie's part of the Glendale elite. Don't let him fool you over
First
there.
First of
okay?
all, look.
Charlie, I'm not talking badly of you. I agree with both of you. Yeah, I know.
All I'm saying is I've never called anyone to change a flat tire of mine. I've had many over the years, driven a lot of crappy cars in my youth.
Yep.
I remember when I was little, my dad took me into the parking lot of a grocery store and taught me how to change a tire. I don't mean to be sexist either, though, but I can understand how if you have daughters and they're driving in bad weather,
right,
how you wouldn't want them to be on the side of the road. If that's sexist, I'm sorry, but I get that.
That is not sexist. You are completely okay. I will defend you.
Thank you.
Yes, to the point. You always put the disclaimer out there when you're on radio. The great thing about radio, and you know I do a three-hour radio show on Monday nights, SiriusXM Channel 90. I said the great thing about radio is we're on radio so long, you all have time to change my mind. However, when you all do Channel 2 at night, what you say is done because you get 10 seconds and you're good to go, buddy. You're not sexist by any means.
There
Thank
he
you.
Is, high atop the Arnold Water Tower, our friend Kenny Wallace. Good to talk to you. Enjoy Alabama.
All right, gang. Oh, by the way, my daughter, Brandy, she's going to have her baby tonight or tomorrow, so I could be at Lambert in just hours. They're going to let me know. She's supposed to have the baby on the 18th, so got a little high blood pressure. She's not in danger, but I could be headed up the road to Charlotte, North Carolina within hours. So here we go.
All the best.
Congratulations.
All the best. Kenny Wallace, every Tuesday with us, talking a little racing. We didn't really talk baseball. We'll talk more maybe Cubs and playoffs next week. It's brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. GatewayMSP.com is the website. All the great events this year. The Bomarito Indy Race just had the drag strip up and running with the NHRA, but also home to corporate events. So if you're an employer out there looking for something unique for the office, a company outing, consider taking them to Gateway. A lot of fun over there. They've got the kart track inside the infield. GatewayMSP.com. It's a new day at Gateway. A lot of fun things happening across the river. And Gateway Motorsports Park brings you our Tuesdays with Kenny each and every week here on the Midday Grind. Sponsor this hour is Window World. You can find them on the web at windowworld.com. Also, they encourage you to stop by their showroom. That's on the Rock Road in Bridgeton. 993-1800 is the phone number to call. 75 local employees ready to help you out. So if you're in the market for new windows, especially with winter right around the corner, get that free estimate with Window World. 993-1800. St. Louis success story. Been around since 2003. Every single window is custom made for your home. Low cost, high quality. Simply the best for less. 993-1800. Set up that appointment. Check them out at windowworld.com or stop by on the Rock Road in Bridgeton. And with that, let's get into Gardner's Grinder.
If you're too careful, your whole life can become a Falcon grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
All right, guys. We teased it and teased it well. Benji Molina, a Packers fan, but why? And this was brought up yesterday because was it you, Martin, that saw him tweeting about it?
After the big win over Dallas, he's showing, and I've seen him do this before, but he's got signed helmets from Brett Favre. He's holding all of his Packer gear up. You need to do that in the Keith Morrison voice. A Packer fan, but why?
Packer fan, but
a
why?
A Packer fan from Puerto Rico. Why?
That was good.
They like
but why?
Baseball down there.
So.
Don't they?
Now it went McConaughey on
Sorry.
Us. It got really weird.
The little twang.
McConaughey Lincoln commercial.
So I gave Benji a call. Left him a voicemail.
Part of the team here, Spanish team.
He gave me a call back once I got back to the studio yesterday after
what?
We were out at...
No, I mean, he's part of the 590 Cardinals Cardinale's broadcast. What? That didn't.
No, we have separate locker rooms. We have the Spanish team. We have the English team.
Mm-hmm. The Cardinals kind of do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying he was a part of 590 the Fan.
I was joking. Trying to make a little joke.
So I got back to the studio here, and Benji gave me a call back, and I explained what was going on. Hey, we saw the tweet. Martin and Charlie were talking about it, wondering why and how Benji Molina became a Packers fan. Because, as you said, you looked at his minor league stops, right? Nothing that would say, oh, Wisconsin, Green Bay, nothing along those lines. So Benji laughed and said, you know, it's pretty simple. When he came here as a teenager to go to college at Arizona Western College, I believe in Yuma, Arizona, he said he had never really, he had heard about football, but didn't really know anything about it, never really watched anything involving the NFL or any other, anything to do with football, not even the NFL specifically. But he said when he first got there, he's like, I didn't even speak English, no English at all. And he's like, a guy I'm with, a friend, He takes me out to lunch or something, and we sit down, and guess what? There's a football game on, and it's the Packers game. So he watches that Packers game and starts picking up on the game itself, starts enjoying it, and then they go next Sunday, and they watch again, and what the game that's on locally once again, because this is all before the DirecTV package and that, is the Packers. So for two Sundays in a row, he's watching the Packers and really takes to them. And that becomes his team, and he's still a huge fan, he said, because Brett Favre is his guy, was his guy, is his guy now, he said. And also, his wife, I guess, had a cousin who was a big Packers fan. In turn, his wife has turned into a Packers fan as well. So Benji and his wife are both Packers fans.
Okay. And Charlie said that. He probably just adopted a team just for fun. So Chuck, you were correct.
Yeah.
Did he say, don't ever call me again about something this stupid?
he was just laughing as we had our discussion going. So I pried a little bit just to kind of figure it out completely.
Hey, who does Yachty you root for? Hello?
That's the thing. I think the best part of this is just imagine trying to ask the same question to Yachty.
Stupid question.
Well, so Benji was a Packers fan before he could speak English, basically.
I like that.
Has
he been to Lambeau? I don't want you to call him back, but I wonder now if he's been to Lambeau Field.
It didn't sound like it. He never mentioned being to a game there.
All right, next.
But I can follow up.
Please don't. Next football season, Schaefer, you can come with. Somebody's got to drive.
Next.
And let's all go to Lambeau with Benji next year.
Whoa, I'm in for that.
Whoa. Schaefer doesn't want to. You don't want to drive.
Drive?
Well, you don't get to go to the game. You just... I'm kidding. Of course you get to go. I'll show you guys around.
Wanted to add a new thing to the show because we've been following along. We basically broke this story about Yadier Molina not giving Tommy Pham the watch from the bet. So I was trying to come up with a name for what's going on in all this.
By the way, this sounds like a Seinfeld episode, The Bet.
Right. So, you know, you put gate at the end of something. Watch gate doesn't really work. But I was thinking, like, Anchorman, remember they were on Panda Watch, right? So I'm going off that.
Watch.
So we're on Watch.
He loves this stuff.
And
Jessica's like, are you still up? Hold on. She's like, is this that stupid Paw and Order thing? No. No, I've moved on.
We're on to...
Watch.
Is that Johnny Lomax's voice?
It is Johnny Lomax. So, Schaefer and I get tweeted at yesterday. Was it yesterday, Schaefer?
Yeah, I think it was.
That Tommy Pham had another update on his Instagram, and it was one of those Instagram story things. So I couldn't see it because I don't have Instagram. So I couldn't see just the regular whatever he's got. I don't know how that all works.
I think you can Google it, though, because I just said, treated myself to a watch.
Yes. So he has that photo up that says, treated myself to this. So he's got a watch on, looks like a new watch because the photo is of his wrist with some bling. But we're assuming now at this point that Yachty still hasn't paid up on that bet and doesn't look like it at this point.
Can you call Benji and ask him if Yachty bought that watch?
We're just going to change the grinder to Benji Molina. Yes. We should just have Benji on every day in the grinder and just ask him whatever we need
questions
for that day.
Questions for Benji.
I have a feeling.
Hey, real quick, do you think they'll trade Dexter? Questions for Benji. Did your brother buy that watch yet?
He is going to make good on this. Whether he buys a watch, he's going to hook Tommy Pham up with something.
Okay.
That's my estimation.
Give him like a Bentley that's laying around back.
Watch, watch.
There just wanted. Is. I mean, it's there my new it toy. You know how that all goes. And hopefully soon. I've been trying to keep track. We might have something Paul and Order related.
Oh boy.
Later this week, maybe next week. We'll have to see. But I've been paying attention to a few things here recently.
When I made fun of all the shots of Bill Murray, somebody from Chicago wrote back, "You guys took a stupid cat and put Rally in front of it, and made that a big deal." I'm like, touche.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't know that cat's stupid.
And a squirrel.
I would trade Rally Cat for Bill Murray. Straight up.
Wow.
No, that's a good deal.
What about Lucas Hackman?
Yeah.
Why do you hate Lucas?
Oh, my goodness.
For Bill Murray? Yeah.
Cash, no problem cash with that. Considerations.
By the way, Watch Watch brought to you by Gold's Gym. They've got 12 area locations. They didn't know they were sponsoring that. Goldsgym.com is where you can find out more. It all started at Venice Beach in California. More than 50 years ago, if you're ready to get serious about getting in shape, they've got personal training, updated equipment, aquatics, you name it. State of the art. That's what Gold's Gym is all about. 12 area locations around St. Louis, and you can download a free app for a 3-day trial period. Do that at goldsgym.com. Again, the app and 12 area locations. Look at that, Gardner. You didn't even know that was sponsored. I just decided.
I didn't know.
Get yourself on the fitness watch.
I'm going there right now. After the show, that's why I'm dressed the way I am. I'm getting my initial weigh-in, even though it seems like the rules of this contest, we can kind of make them up as we go. But I am going to weigh in right after this show.
I'm doing that tomorrow morning.
So you're getting... So is that better or worse that you're going to wait an extra day?
The weird thing is you want to gain weight before you weigh in because you want to win. I'm just kind of embarrassed. I'm trying to lose weight before I weigh in, which is stupid. Should be the other way. All right, brought to you by Gold's Gym, the fitness challenge, as well as Watch Watch. Gardner now has a new bit of house. That's a lot of housekeeping in the grinder today.
It was. I mean, we didn't even get to a lot of the sound that we have still built up. We're going to have to probably housekeep all that tomorrow.
Wow, we got a lot to get to.
Double carryover.
Including Ryan Kelly.
Yeah, Ryan Kelly. There's a reason, Martin, the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call him. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
For Kenny Wallace, my brother Kevin, Benji Moline, and all the other contributors on the Grinder and beyond, the Midday Grind coming back tomorrow at noon. I'll be with Frank at 11. Right now, it's the Hardline coming up here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 on the web. Always, if you miss a segment, find it at InsideSTL.com.